Texte numéro 110. This government cannot afford to ignore Extinction Rebellion. It's hard for anyone living on planet Earth not to be aware of climate change, and indeed, the momentum behind action to prevent it. Nearly three quarters of Britons believe the country is already feeling the effects of climate change. This year seems to have been a tipping point for climate change, both environmentally and in terms of activism. Movements such as Extinction Rebellion divided the country. Earlier this year, they occupied London for 10 days and, by dumping a pink boat at Oxford Circus, disrupted commuters and grabbed headlines. The group is now in the US and more than 50 other countries. At the heart of their activism is to tell the truth. This, their core principle, asks for lawmakers to be honest in confronting the realities of climate change. Their actions have brought climate change and the people fighting for action into the mainstream, and politicians cannot ignore it. In light of Extinction Rebellion's actions, the House of Commons adopted a climate emergency resolution, a symbolic move. The government is not legally bound to act, but act they must. If we are to meet the UN's net zero emissions targets by 2050, we must act now and set out a 10-year plan to dramatically reduce CO2 output. This plan should include embracing and adopting alternative fuels, in particular the hydrogen economy. Moving towards hydrogen is inevitable, and the government must wake up to this. It's not just new technology that the government must embrace, but it must recognise the importance of a technology that we have relied upon for decades now, nuclear. This technology should not be sidelined in our attempt to reduce CO2 emissions, but accelerated and invested in. It's not just the transport and energy sectors we must look to innovate either. Livestock is responsible for 14.5% of global greenhouse gas emissions, more than emissions from transport. By putting large taxes on animal protein and by subsidising non-cattle protein, we could see a less meat-heavy diet in the UK, support farmers' transition to less livestock, and support sustainable meat producers. Lastly, if technology and innovation are to halt this climate catastrophe, then we must create an environment in which businesses and organisations creating and trialling new technologies can thrive. As Extinction Rebellion say, tell the truth, but we also need a government that doesn't just pay lip service to challenging goals. It's time for ministers to take the tough actions required to reach net zero by, or even before, 2050. By doing that, Britain will regain leadership of the global response to climate change, a role it played with distinction in the last century. Adapted from HuffingtonPost.co.uk, October 2019.